Good morning. We are in Yuma Daf Lamed Beis. We are starting today on the very bottom of Lamed Alpha Mid Beis with the words Bishlama. We learned the Mishnah yesterday in the third parak of Yuma that starts with the Seder Avodas Yom for the Kohen Gadol. So it's not bad. We're on Daf Lamed Alpha now today, Daf Lamed Beis. And we are learning Yuma, so you would have figured that at one point in time we're going to actually start going through the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. So we did so yesterday. We started going through it yesterday. And over the course of these parakim now, from 3 to 7, so we're going to go in some detail in terms of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. It's kind of the expectation when we're learning Masechta Yuma. So yesterday we actually began the Seder Avodas Hayom. So yesterday we're going to start with the Karban Tamid. Karban Tamid, which is the first karban that's offered every morning in the base of Mikdash. So it's going to be done by the Kohen Gadol. So you've heard this already a number of times in the Masechta. And the idea is that the Kohen Gadol is going to be doing not only the avodas that are specific to Yom Kippur, but they're also going to be doing the avodas of the standard avodas that are done on a daily basis as well. And again, we could just quickly refresh on questions like Trumas Halishka, I'm one masechta behind. On things like Trumas Hadeshen, so that's the machlokus that we saw between the Rishonim in terms of whether or not the Kohen Gadol is going to be doing that as well. Okay. Be that as it may, so we start with the Seder of the Talmud. And tomorrow's daf is, you know, I'd say famous daf. It's not so famous, but it made it into the Seder. Tomorrow's daf, we're going to go through the standard Seder of the Avoda in the Beis Hamikdash, according to Abaye. Okay. Good. That comes up in tomorrow's daf. But meanwhile, so the Mishnah yesterday was very specific in terms of the Avodas that are going to be done by the Kohen Gadol. He's going to be taking off his, quote-unquote, his regular clothing, meaning he's not dressed in any kind of big day kahuna, and he's going to go and he's going to tov on the mikvah, he's going to come up, he's going to dry off, and he's going to put on his big day zav, the first of five changes that he's going to be doing over the course of the day. He's going to go from big day zahav, lavan, back to zahav. And then the day's over, and then he goes back to, again, his regular clothing is. But there are five changes in the course of the day. Prior to every one of the changes, he's going to be toveling in the mikvah. And also, there's going to be kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Now, the number, which we're going to be hearing again and again over the course of today's daf, the numbers are going to be 5 and 10. 5 tefillahs in the mikvah, and 10 times of kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. How do we get to those numbers? So the answer is very simple. Halach l'moshe m'sinai. We're going to be seeing, I'll show you Rashi a little bit later on this morning, where Rashi clearly articulates that this is just part of our mesorah. It's part of our tradition. That the numbers are going to be 5 and 10. Good. So with that stated, so the Mishnah then went through a number of other of the Seder Avodas that are done on a daily basis for the Tamishel Shachar, and a little bit, just a mention of the Tamishel Ben Arbayim in terms of when the Ketaris is going to be offered. Regardless, the Gemara yesterday wanted to bring down that our Mishnah is not going like Rebbe Meir. Why? Remeir's of the position that you're going to be washing the hands of Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is going to be washing his hands twice before every wardrobe change. So that means to say that there'll be two Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim for every wardrobe change. And so and the numbers work out very well according to Remeir, which is going to be the first point that we're going to start off with today. But but that's the Shita Remeir, and our Mishnah doesn't seem to comport with that Shita. Because our Mishnah is of the position that for the first wardrobe change, when he goes from his big day cholon to his big day zahav, so he washes his hands once, not twice. Good. So our Mishnah is not going like Rav Meir. Rav Papa tried to make an effort to say that our Mishnah is in fact going like Rav Meir, but when all said and done, the Gemara had a brisa, and the brisa is very clear. You can't put our Mishnah together with the sheet of Rav Meir. Okay, good. So that's where we ended off with yesterday. So now, with a quick recap, let's continue. Bishlama. The Gemara starts off with the following. So according to Rebbe Meir, 10 washings of the hand of the Kohen Gadol. So that works out great. Again, there are 5 times he's going to be toveling in the mikvah. There are going to be 5 wardrobe changes. 2 washings per wardrobe change per tefillah. Good. So if I write 2 times 5, that's 10. So the numbers work out. Again, those numbers, I said already, but just to reiterate, those numbers, it's just Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. It's a Masorah that we have to get to the number 10 in terms of washing hands and feet, and we have to get to the number 5. So that's in terms of Tefillah B'Mikvah. So according to Rav Meir, it makes a lot of sense. But Ela Rabbanan Tisha Havu. But according to the Chachamim, that's going to be difficult, because for the Chachamim, which we learned is the Shita of our Mishnah from yesterday's Daf, so you're only doing one washing before putting on the big day Zav. So that, of course, takes away one of the Kiddushin. And then under those circumstances, now you only have 9 and not 10. So Ela Rabbanan Tisha Havu, Amr Lecha Rabbanan Kiddusha Basra, Kipasha Big Day Kodesh, Velavish Big Day Chol, Avid Le'asam. So the Gemara says, good, but it's kind of the answer that you expected, which is, yeah. So there's one on the front end, there's also one on the back end. Meaning when he changes for the sixth time, it's, in other words, when he goes from his Big Day Zav to his Big Day Chol at the end of the day, so under those circumstances, he's going to do Kiddush again, according to the Chachamim. So it's going to be one, then two, 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 then it's going to be one again, and that's how you get to 10 in total, according to the Chachamim. Good. So now the accounting is finished. And so for the rest of today's daf, we're going to be talking about 10 and 5. How do we get to these numbers 10 and 5? Where are they coming from? So it's not written clearly in the Torah that they're 10 and 5. So, Tana Rabbanan, so today we're going to be treated to a couple of braises over today's daf, that are going to give us the source of these halachas. So, we start with one braise. Uva Aharon El Olam Moed. So, Lama Huba. Eno Ba Lahotzi Esakaf Esamachta. Shekola Parsha, Kula Nemra, La Seder Chusmi Pasuk Zeh. Okay, so first of all, a point to consider. Now, I strongly encourage you to do this. I'm not gonna do it right now, but, read through the Pesukim in Acharei Mos. Okay, and you're gonna get a good picture of the, what Avodas Yom Kippurim looks like. Okay, the Torah happens to be, pretty clear with good detail in terms of the Seder of Avodas Yom Kippurim. Okay, we're all familiar. It's the beginning of Parshas Acharei Mos, and go through the Pesukim. However, what you're going to get from the Pesukim seem to be the following. The Torah describes how he starts off in Big Day Zav. He then moves into Big Day Lavan, and then he's going to be doing all the Avodas that are required to be done in the Heichal, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then he's going to come out and he's going to change back into this Big Day Zav. Okay. Please don't trust me. Go through the Pesukim themselves. It's 25 Pesukim basically, that describe the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. So that is the impression you and I would get if we just had the Chumash. What we're learning together now in the Gemara is that's not accurate. Meaning as many of the details as the Torah gives us, there is one. Now, I'm going to call it an inaccuracy, but it's whatever. We have a Mesorah. And that is that there is going to be an additional wardrobe change. Actually, an additional two wardrobe changes. Meaning from the Torah itself, you get the impression you go from Zav to Lavan back to Zav, and that's it. And while wearing the Lavan, he goes into the Heichal, to the Kodesh HaKadoshin, sprinkling all the Damim, which again, we're going to go into detail over the course of this Masechta. That's the impression you get. However, we have a Mesorah. We're learning it right now, right in today's daf. Yuma Lamed Beis. So we have a Mesorah that it goes Zahav to Lavan to, I'm sorry, yeah, yeah. Zahav to Lavan to Zahav back to Lavan and back to Zahav. Now, what is he doing in each one of the wardrobe changes? So stay tuned. We're gonna see it together. So and what you're gonna have to do is you're gonna have to take one of the Pesukim and you're just gonna basically have to rearrange the Pasuk. Okay, and this is now the intersection of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaalpeh. Meaning the Torah Shebichsav gives us one format, and the Torah Shebaalpeh says, yeah, good. But our Mesorah tells us, it's Halach LaMoshe MiSinai, that we're going to be modifying it just slightly. So my time, now the Gemara's question is, now why? So I'm Rav Chista Gemiri, Chamesh Tevilas, Vasar Kiddushin, Tova Kohen Gadol, Mekash Baba Yom, V'Iki Sejon, L'Mishkach Elu, Ala Shalosh Tevilas, V'Shisha Kiddushin. So Rav Chista tells us that the reason why we know that we're going to have to take one of the Pesukim and rearrange them is because, look, if we went Kiseder Avodas Yom Kippurim as listed in the Torah, so what are we going to have? We're going to have three wardrobe changes, which means that he's going to be toveling in the mikvah three times. And if you're going to be attaching two Kiddushim to every Tevilah, so then that means it's six times. So it's three and six. And we know, in other words, we have Halach LaMoshe MiSinai. The Gemara's language is Gemara Gemira Law. Rashi writes over here very clearly. Well, you can count on Rashi pretty much every time that Rashi is going to write. that Gemara Gemir La means it's halach l'Moshe Misinai. Over here he does so. So it's halach l'Moshe Misinai. It's part of our tradition given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai that the numbers are going to be 5 and 10. So how do you get to 5 and 10? Oh, so okay, fine. So what we're going to do is that we're going to take, and when I say we, meaning this is part and parcel of the Mesorah. So we'll take that last pasuk that describes the removing of the kaf and the machta, the spoon and the shovel that were left in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and we'll take that pasuk and we'll just simply move it till afterwards. Meaning to say, it'll be Zahav Lavan, Zahav back to Lavan, back to Zahav. And now when you do that, you get to 10 and 5. Now what exactly, which avodas are going to be done during it? So we're going to get a real rough sketch in today's daf. And again, over the course of this Masechta, we're going to get into much more detail. Tanya, the Gemara quotes the following Braisa. Now, I'll tell you right now, the Braisa that we're going to learn together is going to cover the rest of today's daf. We are going to, the Braisa itself, it's pretty sizable, pretty much takes us to the bottom of the Amud. The Amud Beis of today's daf is going to be a review of some of the finer points within the Braisa. But the Braisa is also going to do the same thing, the same exercise in terms of getting us to our sources that it is, in fact, toveling in the mikvah 5 times and kiddush yadayim v'raglayim 10 times. The Temali, take a look at the top Tosfos over here on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. So Temali, e hilchasa kra lamali. So Tosfos says over here, I know we haven't done the Braisa yet, but okay, we'll still take a look at Tosfos. So Tosfos says, look, this idea that the Kohen Gadol is toveling 5 times and washing his hands 10 times. So we just learned together it's halach l'Moshe Misinai. We're about to learn a Braisa together, and the Braisa is going to cite Psukim and Drashas. So which one is it? Is it Halach L'Moshe Misinai, or is it Psukim and Drashas? And if I have one, I don't need the other. Isn't that correct? So Temali, Ihilchas Akran Lamali, L'Kaman. So is it Halach L'Moshe Misinai? Is it Drashas and Psukim? V'yesh Lamar, Yilav Krahav Aminacham Ishvilos, Yitzbol Afilo B'Zachar Zeh, Kulam B'Yachat. So Tosfos writes like this. Look, if all I had was just Halach L'Moshe Misinai, I just need to get to the numbers 10 and 5. And so what I might have thought the Kohen Gadol should do on Yom Kippur is, you know, dunk 5 times. Okay. I'll tell you afterwards. Not in my circles, but in certain circles, you know, they do multiple tefillas, and you know, in some Hasidic circles, 310. It's a big deal. Okay, to do it in a row. Okay, so that's what I would have thought. So Tovel in the Mikvah 5 times, and Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim 10 times. And it doesn't have to be in any kind of format, as long as you get to the numbers. So L'Hachi Yitzurichra, D'Kashu Mishana Me'avod L'Avoda, Avod L'Hu. The Psukim are going to tell us that the time for Tvila is going to be when a wardrobe change. When you're going from Zahav to Lavan, from Lavan back to Zahav. So that's the time in which you're going to be toveling in the mikvah. V'ilav hilchus ahav amina, eina mishana mi'avod alavod el gimel pamim davluhu gimel tfilos v'sulo. Now, if all I had was the psukim and I didn't have the halach l'Moshe Misinai, so as we just reported, the simple reading of the psukim is that there are 3 wardrobe changes, which would only demand 3 tfilos b'mikvah and 6 washing of the hands. So Tosfos points out they're both necessary. The halach l'Moshe Misinai is necessary, and the drushes, which we're about to learn together, also is necessary. With that stated, good. So now we go back to the Braisa, and now we're going to see the Braisa inside. Tanya, we learned with the Braisa. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Minayin L'Chamish Tefilos V'Asar Kedushim. Sheh Tova Kohen Gadol Mekadosh Bo Bayom. So Rabbi Yehuda says, how do I know that there are 5 tefilos and 10 washing of the hands? Tam Lomar, Uva Aron El Olam Moed U'Pasharis Big Day Habad, and he's going to be removing his Big Day Habad, that's the white, that's the Levonim, V'Rachatz Bisara B'Mayim. B'makom kadosh v'lavashes begadav yatzav yasa. So and he'll do a rechitza, and then he's going to put on his begadim. Now his begadim presumably are the big day zahav. Good. So that's the source according to Rabbi Yehuda. Halamata shekol hamishana me'avod lavo ton tvila. So we learn from here that anytime that you are going from one begadim to another type of begadim, so it requires tvila b'mikvah. Now, the source, by the way, only gets us to Tvila. The source over here of Rabbi Yehuda is very limited. The Gemara is going to make these points. I'll just foreshadow. The Rabbi Yehuda's points are limited. Number one, Rabbi Yehuda is only talking about Tvila. He's not talking about Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. He's not giving us a drasha for that. Additionally, Rabbi Yehuda is only having a source that tells us that when you go from white to gold, you have to do Tvila. The conclusion is any wardrobe change requires a Tvila, but meanwhile, a source is only going from white to gold. Okay. Stay tuned. I'm just foreshadowing Gemara coming up. So Amar Rebbe Menayin Lechamish Tefilos Vasar Kedushin She Tova Kohen Gadol Mikash Baba Yom. The Gemara now gives us another source. This is Rebbe. Okay, not to be confused with Rebbe Yehuda. Meaning the first position of the Brice is Rebbe Yehuda. It's Rebbe Yehuda Eli, and Rebbe, of course, also is a Rebbe Yehuda, but Rebbe Yehuda Nasi. So I'm Rebbe Minayin Lechamish Tefilos Vasar Kedushin She Tova Kohen Gadol Mikash Baba Yom She Namar. Sonus bad kodesh yobash, u mechnase bad yua besaro, uve avne bad yachor, uve mitznefes bad yitznof, big de kodeshem, virachatz ba maim es besaro, u leve sham. So when, it's the beginning of the parsha. So when he goes, from his big day zav to his big day lavan, so the Torah says is that he's going to be rachatz ba maim, he's going to be toveling in the mikvah. So that tells us that when you go from gold to white, so the Kohen Gadol is going to be toveling in the mikvah. Okay, good. So it's a different source. Now it happens to be that it's pretty similar to Rebbe Yehuda, but it's on the front end, not on the back end. Meaning that his drasha is that when you go from gold to white, so then you need a tefillah. And he has a pasuk that backs it up. Okay. And again, by the way, I'll just foreshadow, it also is limited because his source is only to go from gold to white. How do I know, according to Rebbe, that when you go from white to gold, that also demands a tefillah b'mikvah. Okay, good. So stay tuned. The Gemara is going to entertain it. Now, it's so funny. What we could have all simply said is, we'll use both sources. Meaning we'll use the Rebbe Yehuda source and we'll use the Rebbe source. Okay. The Gemara doesn't do that. We'll kind of touch on that later. V'omer big day kodeshim. So hukshu kol abagadim kulam zelazeh. So v'chamesh avod hosein. So, and it says Big Day Kodeshim, which means that all the Begadim are connected one to the other. I mean to say that every time you go through a wardrobe change, you're going to have to do a tefillah. There are Chamesh Avodosin. There are five times where we're going to go through a wardrobe change. Number one, Tam Shel Shachar. That's our Mishnah that we saw in yesterday's Zav. So Tam Shel Shachar, Big Day Zav. So that the Kohen Gadol is going to be doing his big day zav. In other words, the standard of Oda. So the Kohen Gadol is going to be wearing his standard clothing. Eight articles of clothing. We call it big day zav, as we already pointed out, because many of the Begadim have gold in it. Most notably the tzitz, which is made all of gold. Okay, that's number one. Number two, Avodas Hayom Big Day Lavan. The bulk of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim is going to be done in the second wardrobe change. When he goes from Zav to Lavan, so he's going to be doing most of the Avodah of Yom Kippur. Again, all the details are going to be discussed over this Masechta, so I just assume you know, and then whatever you don't know, we'll fill in the blanks over the course of this Masechta. But the bulk of it is done then. Then, Elo ve'elam be'big de Zav, now the Kohen Gadol is going to be offering his aisle and the aisle of the nation. Again, more details of that to follow, but that is, even though it's a carbon that's specific to Yom Kippur, but he's wearing his big day zav for that. And then Kafu Machta, the big day lavan. Now he's changing back to the big day lavan because even though practically all of the Avodas Yom Kippurim in the Heichal, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, was done with the first time that he donned the whites, nevertheless, what he did, however, is that he left deliberately, intentionally. He left the spoon and shovel in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He's going to have to go back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Well, the only way he can gain entrance back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim is putting on the lavan. Then he's the Tam Shel Ben Arbaim, Big Day Zav. And then for that final change where he goes back to Big Day Zav, so then he's going to do the Tam Shel Ben Arbaim. Good. So a nice, clear sketch of the wardrobe changes of the Kohen Gadol and which of the Avodas, which part of the Avodas are done with each one of the wardrobe changes. Uminayin. Shekol Tfilo Tfilo Tzricha Shnei Kiddushim. Now here's the part that we haven't covered yet in the Braisa. Good. So the tefillahs we got. Rebbe Yehuda has a drasha. Rebbe has a drasha. What about washing your hands two times for every tefillah? So Tam Lamer Pashat Verachatz Verachatz V'Lavash. So he's basing on the fact that the Torah says Upashat Verachatz Verachatz V'Lavash. Two rechitzas connected to the undressing and to the dressing. So that's two washing of the hands for every time he tovels in the mikvah. Now, if you look at the Pesukim contextually, you will notice, and again, I'm foreshadowing the Gemara. Gemara is going to make this point. So you will notice that these Pesukim, the Rechitz over here is not talking about washing of your hands. The Pesukim are talking about toveling in the mikvah. Okay, the Gemara is going to ask that question. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon, Amar Kavachomer. So Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon says, look, washing your hands, it's obvious. When I say obvious, I mean more than obvious. It's a logical argument. It's what we call Kavachomer. So, Uma, Bamakam Shein Ton, Tfilo Ton, Kiddush. So let's say standard Kohen on a regular day in the Beis HaMikdash. Does he need to tov on the mikvah? Now, it's a funny question, by the way. You know, we spent the last couple of days, yes. when you go into the Azara, so you have to tov on the mikvah. That's true. But we're gonna ignore that right now. I know those are funny things to ignore. Right. But it is acceptable to ignore it in this context, because first of all, remember that according to Rav Yehuda, it's not even a tefillah d'oraisa. It's a tefillah d'rabbanan. And it may even be a lower level tefillah d'rabbanan. As a Gemara entertainment, yesterday's daf. Chatzitza may not be an issue. Anyway, yes, I know it sounds strange, but we're just going to ignore that tefillah. Again, according to some Tanaim, it's not even a requirement of Torah. So now, when any Kohen is about to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, does he need to tovel? Minatorah? The answer is no. Does he need to wash his hands? The answer is yes. Minatorah, he needs to wash his hands. So, Uma b'makom she'en ta'on tefillah ta'on kiddush, makom she'en ta'on tefillah ainu din she'en ta'on kiddush. So in an area where the Torah demands that you tovel, i.e. the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, so for sure you need kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Okay. That's the Kavachomer argument. Now again, I'm very limited in my understanding. I totally know that, right? It's a little bit challenging to understand. Meaning, within the logic of the Kavachomer, can't you make the argument that look, maybe he's toveling in the mikvah, maybe he's good in tahor, maybe it replaces the requirement of kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Okay, I'm admitting I don't fully understand the Kavachomer, but okay. So ima lahalan kiddush echad afkan kiddush echad. Good. The Kavachomer gets us to, he has to wash his hands once, because remember, standard Kohen on any day washes his hands one time. Also, the Kohen Gadol tovels in the mikvah, so he should also wash, but how many times? Just one time. So tamalama uva aron el almoed ufa shadis big dehabad asher lavash. Ma tamalama asher lavash. Those words asher lavash. He's going to take off his linen clothing that he was wearing. Of course, that's what he was wearing. So why does the Torah say asher lavash? So klim adam poshet el amash lavash, right? That's what you do, right? When you disrobe, you're disrobing from that which you're wearing. So el alahakish pshita levisha. So the Torah is going out of its way to create a hekesh. Ma levisha taon kiddush, just like on the dressing. So you have to do, you have to wash your hands. Af pshita taon kiddush. Same thing is true when you're disrobing. You also have to wash your hands. Ad kan divrei habraisa. Good. So we have successfully navigated through the entire braisa, and let's just organize the braisa really well. So the first part of the braisa, Tanayim are giving us the sources of how we know that the Kohen Gadol has to tovel every time he goes through a wardrobe change. So we had Rabbi Yehuda's drasha, we had Rebbe's drasha. Good. That was the first part of the braisa. Second part of the braisa is that there's going to be a total of 5 wardrobe changes where we get a good sketch, a good rough sketch of what exactly the avodah he's going to be doing while wearing each one of the sets of begadim. It's Zahav Lavan, Zahav Lavan, Zahav. And then the Ebrais in the middle gives us a good outline of what's happening in each one. And the final part of the Braisa is what about the washing of the hands? Where's that? So either it's a drasha, or according to Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, it's not a drasha, it's just simply Kavachomer. Okay. Kavachomer with a small drasha at the end. Because the Kavachomer only gets us to 5 washing of the hands then, and the truth of the matter is we need to get to 10. Okay, so in the course of today's daf so far, so there's really one big theme of today's daf, and that's 10 and 5. 10 washing of the hands, 5 tefillah b'mikvah. The daf started off by saying it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Then the daf tells us that there are drushas that also get us to this conclusion as well. And again, the top toasters over here, really important in terms of the interplay between the halacha l'moshe m'sinai and the drushas that we just learned together. Okay, now for the remainder of today's daf, it's very simple. We're going to go over a number of the points of the Braisa, and we're going to try to flesh it out and understand it just a little bit better.
According to the tenth one comes after he's finished and he changes from
the Zahav to his Big Dechol.
Right. But the thing is that that's the tenth one, but the thing is that by then the Avodah is over, so how could they come to that part of the Avodah?
Okay. It's a question's great, but that was a Gemara's question, and that was a Gemara's answer. Meaning the Gemara was bothered by your very question. And the Gemara's answer is no, that counts. Meaning that, as far as the counting purpose is concerned, it works. Okay. Good. So that's what we're going to do for the remainder of today's daf. We're on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. We're about 6 lines from the bottom. Amar of Yehuda. Minayin lechamish vilas v'asar kedushin shetova kol engadu makash ba bayam tam alamar uva'aron ela ol moed v'rachatzus basar b'mayim b'makum kadosh. Alamata shekol mishanam yavod alavod aton tefila. Okay, just a quick quote, citation of the Braisa that we just went through together, specifically the Shita of Rav Yehuda. And now the Gemara asks a question which I foreshadowed a couple of minutes earlier. Ashkacham in Bigdei Lavan, the Bigdei Zav. Yeah, great. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, so he has a source that when you, the Kohen Gadol changes from the whites to the gold, so he needs to tovel on the mikvah. That's great. Bigdei Zav, the Bigdei Lavan Minayan. But his conclusion is, every time he changes, when he goes from gold to white, he also needs to tovel on the mikvah. What would be the source for Rabbi Yehuda? So Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel Kavachomer. So the Gemara says, well, over here, it could be deduced. It's another logical argument. Well, look, the Big Day Zahav, Kohen Gadol can't go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Big Day Zahav, and that demands a tefillah. So Big Day Lavan, Shenichnas, Bahem Lefnai V'Lefnim, Eino Din Shetown Tefillah. So for the Big Day Lavan, where, and when he puts it on, he is now allowed entrance into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So for sure you need a tefillah. So it's called the Kavachomer. So the Gemara says, good, Kavachomer. So with all logical arguments, so logic can also go in other directions as well. Ikal Mifrach, the Gemara says, we can argue. So Mala Big Day Zav, Shekin Kaparasa Maruba. So the Gemara says, yeah, when it comes to the Big Day Zav, so, you know, it's a lot of Kapara going on with the Big Day Zav. Now, when it says a lot of Kapara going on with the Big Day Zav, what does the Gemara mean by that? Take a look at the top Rashi over here. Rashi writes, Shemishamish Behen, Kol Yom Asashana. So when it comes to the Big Day Zav, it uses it every day of the year. Aval avodas penim di yom kippurim eino mechaperes el al tumas mikdash v'kadashav kedamri nebishvus. But when it comes to the Big Day Lavan, you know it does provide kapara, but limited kapara. Only tumas mikdash v'kadashav. If anyone inadvertently goes into the base of mikdash while being tamei, or eats carbon while being tamei, so the Big Day Lavan, which allows him entrance into the Kodesh Kedoshim, allowing him to sprinkle blood onto the Aron, onto the Paroches. So when all said and done, so it's only providing kapara for Tumas Mikdash VeKadoshav. Okay, the Rashi over here seems to be totally unbalanced. And what do I mean by that? We're obviously contrasting the Big Day Zav and the Big Day Lavan, meaning we're saying the Big Day Zav is kaparasa maruba. It's got a lot of kapara. So Rashi starts off by saying, and why? Because it's used every day. And then what you would expect Rashi to say, as opposed to the Big Day Lavan, which is only used one day of the year. But Rashi then says, oh, and also, by the way, Big Day Lavan, another, now I'm saying this in context, but another knock on the Big Day Lavan, the kapara that it provides is really limited. Only Tumas Mikdash V'Kadasha. So is Rashi focused more on the quantity or on the quality? In other words, the Big Day Zav is more quantity than the Big Day Lavan. That's true. In terms of the Big Day Zahav, it's also providing more kapara in general quality, as opposed to the Big Day Lavan, only to Mas Mikdash V'Kadasha. Either way, in other words, right, the Rashi over here seems to be straddling two separate points. But either way, Rashi's understanding of the Gemara, that the Big Day Zav is Kaparasa Meruba. And so therefore the argument could really go in the other direction. So let me just read that point again. So Ikal Mifrach, Mala Big Day Zav, Shekein Kaparasa Meruba, El Anafkale Medirabi. So the Gemara says, okay, so how do I know, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that when you go from gold to white, you also need to tovel in the mikvah, the Kohen Gadol needs to do so. So the answer is, he learns it from Rebbe. Meaning, what I suggested while going through the Braisa is that one of the two Tanaim just acknowledge each other. So the Gemara says, yeah, from Rebbe Yehuda's perspective, that you could do. In other words, they'll have to lean on Rebbe's drasha that when the Kohen Gadol goes from the gold to the white, so he needs to tovel in the mikvah. So I'm a Rebbe, good. So that was point number one. So just a clarification of the sheet of Rebbe Yehuda. Now we go on to Rebbe. Amar Rebbe minayin lechamish tefilas v'asar kedushin shetovel kohen gadol mikash bo bayam tamal amar ksonus bat kodesh yobash halamata shekol mishana me'avod levod shetown tefila. So again, a quick excerpt of the Shita of Rebbe. His drasha is coming from the first change. When he goes from the first time he goes from Big Day Zahav to Big Day Lavan. So there the Torah says pretty clearly that Virachatz Besaro is going to be, he's going to be toveling in the mikvah. And the deduction is, well, every time he makes a wardrobe change, he's got to tovel. But Ashkacha Mibigdezav Labigdei Lavan. Mibigdei Lavan Labigdezav Minayan. It's the same question for Rebbe, just in the other direction. If the drasha for Rebbe is to go from Zav to Lavan, how does he know when you go from Lavan to Zav? So, Tana de Rebbe Shmuel Kavachamer. So again, the Gemara attempts to give the same Kavachamer, which we know is not gonna, it's not gonna end well. So, Ma Big Day Lavan Shein Kaparasa Meruba Tuun and Tvila, Big Day Zav She Kaparasa Meruba, Eino Din She Tuun and Tvila. Okay, good. So the Big Day Zav, so that's a lot of Kapara. So, and the Big Day Lavan, not as much. Do a tefillah for the Big Day Zav, for the Big Day Lavan, for sure you're going to have to do a tefillah from the Big Day Zav. Okay, now we're good. So, Ikla Mifrach, so the Gemara says, okay, however, I can count it with the following. Mala Big Day Lavan, Chikei Nechnas Bahem Lefnai V'Lefnim. Yeah, but the Big Day Lavan, you're going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So, fine. So that means to say that just because we have a source that tells us that you have to tovel for the Big Day Lavan, it doesn't mean that you have to tovel for the Big Day Zahav. So, Hainu Diktani Va'omer Big Day Kodeshim V'Rachatz V'Sorah B'Mayim U'Levei Sham. So the Gemara says, good. Now you understand, meaning now just read on in the Braisa. Because then the Braisa goes on to describe that there's a Hekesh, meaning for Rebbe, there's a Hekesh. And that Hekesh tells me that for every wardrobe change, you have to do a tefillah. Okay, so if we could just simply organize and summarize. According to Rav Yehuda, we have a drasha that when you go from gold to white, sorry, when you go from white to gold, you have to tovel the mikvah. How do I know about going from gold to white? The answer is he'll lean on Rebbe's drasha. From Rebbe's perspective, we have a drasha that when you go from gold to white, you have to tovel the mikvah. What about when you go from white to gold? Hekesh. Gemara, v'chamish avodos ein, and there are five avodas. Tamash shel shachar be'big day zav, avodos hayom be'big day lavan, eila ve'eila am be'big day zav, kafa machta be'big day lavan, tamash shel ben arbaim be'big day zav, u'minayin shekol tefila tefila tzricha beit kiddushin tamalamar, u'pashav v'rachatz v'rachatz v'lavash. Okay, and now we're quoting the end of the Braisa. Now, in the end of the Braisa, so now it comes out that we need a drasha for the washing of the hands, two per tefila, and at the end of the Braisa, that gives us a drasha. The Gemara asked the question. I foreshadowed this one as well. So, hi, Bitzviloksiv. So the Gemara says, okay, look at the psukim contextually. The pasuk is not talking about washing your hands. The pasuk is talking about tefillah b'mikvah. So, im eino inyan l'tefillah, denafka lemi big day kodeshem, teneu inyan l'kiddush. So the Gemara says, fine. So we're going to use the method of im eino. Look, we don't need this particular psukim to teach us about tefillah. We already have the drashas for tefillah covered. So now that we have these extraneous psukim and they're darshanable, okay, I made up word. So they're darshanable. So the Gemara says that we're going to darshan them. So imei no inyan. So if not for tefillah, so for kiddush adam v'raglaim. So v'lech tevei rechmana b'lashon kiddush. So the Gemara says, I got this great idea. If the Torah really wants to communicate to us that the Kohen Gadol should be washing his hands twice with every tefillah, so then just say it. Say, right? The Torah is equipped to say it. So why doesn't the Torah say Kiddush? Why is the Torah talking V'rachatz? As if to talk about Tefillah. So HaKamash Malan, the Tefillah ki Kiddush. So the Gemara says, yeah, but there's a halacha that is being derived from this, which is Ma Kiddush B'makum Kadosh Av Tefillah B'makum Kadosh. So when the Kiddush Adayim V'raglayim, that's in the Azara. The Tefillah B'mikvah also is going to be in the Azara as well. Again, minus that first tefillah, which we learned in yesterday's daf, which is not in the Azara, but all the other tefillahs are going to be in the Azara. Good. So it's a halacha. V'Rabbi Yehuda Kiddush Minalei. Now for Rabbi Yehuda, where does he learn about Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim? Meaning the psukim that we just cited that teaches us about Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, it's those very same psukim that Rabbi Yehuda had a drasha for tefillah b'mikvah. So in other words, he does not have an available drasha, seemingly, for Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. So Nafkalim, the Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara says, yeah, but that doesn't bother me. As far as how does Rabbi Yehuda know about Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim? The answer is Kavachomer. Meaning at the end of the Braisa that we saw in the Amud Aleph, so Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon has a Kavachomer of Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. So it must be that Rabbi Yehuda subscribes to the Kavachomer. Therefore don't need a drasha. Okay. I'm Rav Chista.
Isn't it, isn't it
Yeah. Okay, but they have to be counting on each other in terms of getting the total picture. Amar Rav Chisda had the Rebbe Mafka mid the Rebbe Meir, Umafka mid the Rabbanan. So Rav Chisda makes the following observation. This Shita of Rebbe that we learned in today's daf on the Amud Aleph, the source of Tovling in the Mikvah, so it must be, and also the source for washing twice for every tefillah. So it must be that he's not in full agreement with Reb Meir, and he's not in full agreement with the Chachamim. Who's Reb Meir and who's the Chachamim? So that goes back to what we learned in yesterday's daf, in terms of the precise sequence of when Kiddush Yadayim V'Ragalim is going to be done. So Mafka mid Rabbanan Dila Rabbanan Amri Kishu Lavush Mikadesh. So remember the Shita of the Chachamim, Kishuhu Lavush Mikadesh. The Chachamim Shita, which we learned yesterday, is that when is the Kohen Gadol performing washing of the hands? After he is dressed. Meaning first dress, then wash. So V'iyo Amar Kishu Poshet Mikadesh. And meanwhile, according to Rebbe's drasha that we had in today's daf, it sounds like from Rebbe is that when he's washing his hands after the clothing's been removed. Okay. I would imagine Gemara doesn't make this point, but I would imagine that they ensured privacy, meaning as he's washing his hands, he's not going to be clothed. But okay, good. Right, we saw in the Mishnah yesterday that for that first tefillah in the mikvah, so they ensured privacy. I'm sure over here, same thing. They ensured privacy. Umafka midrab Meir. Now, also another observation says the Gemara is that Rebbe's also cannot be in agreement with Reb Meir. The Ila Reb Meir Amar Hachidush Basra Kishu Lavush Mekadesh. Because according to Reb Meir, look, you're right. The first Kiddush for Reb Meir, again, this goes back to yesterday's daf. The first Kiddush is going to be before he undresses. The second Kiddush is going to be after he dresses. And V'iyu Amar Kishu Poshe Mekadesh. And again, according to Rebbe, on today's daf, so it's basically the washing of the hands are going to be before getting dressed. Okay, so Rav Chisda simply points out that Rebbe is not in perfect alignment, neither with Reb Meir of yesterday's daf, nor the Chachamim of yesterday's daf. And finally, Amar Rav Acher by Yaakov Hakol Modim, Bekiddush Sheni, Shalavesh V'achar Kach Mekadesh. So Rav Acher by Yaakov says, no. Meaning Rav Chisda is making an assumption in this discussion that Rav Chisda's understanding of Rebbe is that the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim that's done by the Kohen Gadol is while the Kohen Gadol is not clothed. Okay. And what the Gemara now is pointing out is that Rav Acher bar Yaakov says, no, I don't agree. I don't think it's correct. Even according to Rebbe, so for that second washing of the hands, it's after he's dressed. Why? My time of Damakra. Obigisham lemizbeach. Because look, let's take a look at our standard Kohen on any other day of the year. So as we pointed out earlier in today's daf, any standard Kohen who's going to do the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash has to wash his hands. Now, what position does he have to be after he washed his hands? And a position to be totally prepared to do the avoda. And the psukim, obigishama lemizbech, misha ena mechusa elagisha. So in the psukim, that detail, the mitzvah of washing the Kohen, washing his hands and feet. So it says obigishtam, meaning he has to be ready for service immediately after he washes his hands. So yasazisha mechusa levisha vigisha, and meanwhile you're suggesting that the Kohen Gadol is washing his hands and then getting dressed. No, so okay, fine. So a disagreement between Rav Acher bar Yaakov and Rav Chisda within the shita of Rebbe in terms of when that second washing is going to be done. According to Rav Chisda, it's going to be done before the Kohen Gadol is dressed, and according to Rav Acher bar Yaakov, it's going to be done after. So Amalei, Rav Acha Berei de Rav LeRav Ashi. So Lo Rav Chista Islei de Rav Acha, V'Lo Rav Acha Islei de Rav Chista. So here's what you can't do. You can't take these shitas and you can't blend them together. It simply will not work. Dim Kain LeRebbe Havlehu Chameis HaKiddushin. Because imagine now that if we took Rav Chista and Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, the two shitas, and we tried to synthesize the two, what we're going to come out with is that you're going to do a washing of the hands for disrobing. You're going to do, while disrobed, another washing of the hands. And then after the clothing is on, you're going to wash your hands now again. So for every wardrobe change, you're going to be washing three times. And now three times five, that gets us to 15. And obviously, 15 is unacceptable. Meaning when all is said and done, the one thing that we know after today's daf is that there are 10 washing of the hands, not 15. So the Gemara says, fine. So the two obviously are not going to be in alignment one with the other. Okay, we're going to stop over here. The Kartzo Shechita discussion goes well into today's daf, and we're at the two dots. It's a good stopping point. Okay, let's quickly recap. Okay, today's daf, right? It's the I'm going to say this with pun intended. It's really the heart of Masechta Yuma, and today's daf is Lamed Beis. It's Lev. Okay, it's a good way to remember it. But it really is. In other words, what we're learning today is that the framework, the outline of the Avodas Yom Kippurim, is really outlined in today's daf. Just before I get to the big point. So the first thing that we cover today is that 10 washings works out really well according to Rav Meir, who has two per wardrobe change, but according to the Chachamim, which is the author of yesterday's daf, the mission of yesterday's daf, where the first one only has one Kiddush. So how do you get to the number 10? By the end of the day, you only had 9? So the answer is that when he finally goes from Big Day Zav to Big Day Chol, so okay, that he washes in, that counts towards number 10. Okay, that's point number one. Point number two, which is really the main part of today's daf, is the outline of the Avodah of Yom Kippurim. Kohen Gadol is going to be changing from gold to white to gold. However, we pointed out that if you read the Psukim in the Torah, which again, I totally encourage you to do, I encourage myself to do it, if you look at the Psukim, you get the impression that it is Big Day Zahav to Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zahav, and that's it. And all the Avodah of Yom Kippurim is going to be while the Kohen's wearing his Big Day Lavan. Meanwhile, because we have a Halach L'Moshe Misina and Misora that tells us that there are going to be 5 Tzvila B'mikvahs because there are going to be 5 wardrobe changes, so how do we make 5 out of the Psukim? The answer must be that he goes gold, white, gold, white, gold. And now there are 5 wardrobe changes, 5 tefillah b'mikvahs, 2 kiddush adayim v'raglayim for every wardrobe change, and that gets us to the number 5 and 10. What are the numbers 5 and 10? The answer is Halach L'Moshe Misinai. It's part of our Misora. Good. That was Bryson.
So the Kippurim would have 3 changes.
Presumably, yeah. It would seem that way. And then the Gemara brings down another Brysa, and that other Brysa goes through a lot of drushes in terms of how do we get to the toveling in the mikvah and the kiddush adayim v'raglayim. If it's halach l'moshe misinai, why do I need all these drushes? Good, so we did that very short Tosus on the top of the Amud Aleph of today's daf, and he says that, look, I need both. And Tosus makes an argument, presents an argument in terms of why we need both halach l'moshe misinai and we need the drushes as well. In terms of an outline of what is done for each one of these 5 changes, for the first Big Day Zav, the Kohen's going to be doing the avoda of the Tamei Shel Shachar and all the quote unquote daily avodas of just any given day. Then he's going to go into Big Day Lavan, where there he's going to do the bulk of the avodas Yom Kippurim as detailed in the Torah. Then what he's going to do is he's going to go back to Big Day Zav, and the Big Day Zav he's going to offer his aisle and the aisle of the nation. Okay, well, again, all this is going to come out in much greater detail over the course of this Masechta, but this is just a rough sketch. Then he's going to go back into Big Day Lavan for only one purpose for that Big Day Lavan, for that second donning of the Big Day Lavan, to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and to take out the Kafa Machta they left there earlier. He left there deliberately. And then finally, he's going to go back to Big Day Zav in order to do the Tamei Shel Bein Arabayim. Good. And now, the remainder of today's daf in terms of a summary. So we had Rabbi Yehuda's drasha. We had Rebbe's drasha about how we know he tovels for every one of the wardrobe changes. The drashas are not the same. Rabbi Yehuda's drasha was focused more on the change from gold to white. Rebbe's drasha is more focused on the change from white to gold. And then the Gemara's follow up questions are all: how does each Tana know about the other change? And we try to learn it out through a Kal v'Chomer, but the Gemara says it really doesn't work. There are chumers by the Big Day Zav. There's chumers by the Big Day Lavan as well. So the Kal v'Chomer doesn't work. And finally, the end of the Braisa talked about the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, the fact that he has to wash his hands for every wardrobe change as well. 2 washing of the hands for every wardrobe change. So how is that deduced? How is that derived from the Torah? So either Rebbe has a drasha, like we saw, or you can learn it out through a Kal v'Chomer. That was Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon. Okay, and the rest of the daf is just fleshing out all these positions that we learned in the Braisa.